Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free.
Yes, someday at Christmas, there'll be no wars when we have learned what Christmas is for. When we have found out what life is really worth, there'll be peace on earth.
Someday all our dreams will come to be. Someday in a world where men are free. Maybe not in time for you or for me, but someday at Christmas time. Men will not fail. Take on because your love will prevail. Someday in a new world that we can only start with hope in every heart. Someday all our dreams will come to be. Someday in a world where men are free. Maybe not in time for you or for me, but someday at Christmas time. And there will be peace on earth. I said there will be peace on earth.
Morning, everybody. That was our lazy beginning to the morning, because it looks like you're all still asleep. I'm so glad that you're in worship with us in Shine this morning as we kick off Advent. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about hope, and then the next couple weeks we'll talk about some other Christmas themes. But I'm so glad that you're here to worship. Kristen's going to give us some of our business announcements for the morning, and then we'll be in worship together.
Thanks, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Can I say Merry Christmas yet? Is it allowed? It's after Thanksgiving. It's okay, right? Okay. Merry Christmas. All right. Let's go ahead and get started with the friendship pads, please, at the center aisle. Go ahead, pass those down the aisle. Let us know you're here, and then you can find out who you're sitting with today. That's always a nice advantage of those. So this morning, there's lots of fun announcements, as always. Most of them are in your bulletin. So we have, you can buy, oh, Stu's here. Hi, Stu. Stu, he used to play with us, but he's gone to college. That's fun. You can buy Christmas wreaths from our Boy Scouts. We have lots of those around. This coming Saturday, December 3rd, we have Bethlehem Marketplace. It is a phenomenal event. We only do it once every 3 years because it is huge and amazing and awesome. It happens right here. You're transported back in time to Bible days, and you get to do all sorts of cool stuff. So totally family-friendly. And we hope you can make it. And then afterwards, there is dinner over in Fellowship Hall for no charge. So come on over there, and I will wait on you. And my daughter Jordan and some of her Girl Scout troop will be there as well. So that will be a fun time. So that's this Saturday, December 3rd. And then we will have our special Shine Christmas celebration on Sunday, December 18th. So we're starting our new series this week called Our Coming Savior. But we will do a huge, big, fun thing like we always do in Shine for Christmas on the 18th. And then on the 21st, we're going to have a Shine Christmas party in here. So that's going to be a new, fun event. Everybody's invited to that. We'll have cookies, we'll have hot cocoa, and then we're going to play a really fun sort of white elephant type game. So details to come. But we hope everyone can come and enjoy. And I think that's pretty much everything. I totally forgot my announcement sheet in the back, but I think I covered everything. So now we're going to have a time where you can stand up, greet your neighbor, grab some coffee in the back, and meet us back here for worship in a minute.
Thank you. Hey, Dan,
what's
going?
Up? Hey, Pastor Dan, what's so important?
Because I really need your help. I think we need to spread some Christmas cheer, and I was thinking maybe we could do that by caroling together.
Yeah, Dan, I'm not much of a caroler. I don't really feel it.
We need to spread the Christmas cheer, so please, can you help me here? Maybe hearing this song will help.
What is this?
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
What's going on?
Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding.
Figgy pudding?
Oh, bring us some figgy pudding. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding and a cup of good cheer. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. So bring some right here.
I think I got this.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I think I got the Christmas cheer here.
Yeah.
I feel the spirit. But I have a question. Who are all those people in my car? Where'd they go?
I think you just heard the Christmas spirit.
Whoa.
Wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Lord, I find you in the seeking. Lord, I find you in the doubt. And to know you is to love you, and to know so little else I need.
Worship with us this morning, please do.
one was to wake you up. Here's one that you might be a little more familiar with.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name.
Join me in prayer. If you'd like to have a seat, that would be fine. Lord, we thank You for the opportunity to come here today and worship You and to hear from You and to feel Your presence, Lord. We thank You for the opportunity to be with our church family And we thank for the opportunity we had to be with the rest of our families this week, even if it was a difficult situation, Lord, that you were with us through that, and you will be with us through everything that we go through, Lord. We lift up concerns today for members of our congregation. We lift up Alta Yeager and her family. She passed away this week, and she's gone to be with you. We pray for Danielle and Todd Hibbard on the death of Danielle's father, Fred Cox. And we lift up Cindy and Dick Cummings on the death of her mother, Mary Silsby. And to Caitlin and Greg Hall, as Mary Silsby was her grandmother. Lord, we have so much to be thankful for, and we lift up prayers of joy and congratulations to Jim and Katie Davis on the birth of their daughter, Viola Eden Davis. Proud grandparents are Paul and Jackie Keller. Also, Lord, we lift up joy and congratulations for Mike and Kristen Decker, whose daughter, Michelle Decker, was born on November 6th. And Lord, there's so much that you do for us every day. And so we thank you for hearing our prayers. And now we join together and pray the prayer that you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Advent is a time when we anticipate the coming Savior, Christ. And as we anticipate, we sing this morning, O Come, Emmanuel, which is a cry for the Lord to be with us. You can stand or sit or raise your hand or keep them in your lap. You can do whatever makes you most comfortable as we praise together.
Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Oh, come thy wisdom from on high, and order all things far. To us the path of knowledge show, and cause us in our ways to go.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee always. Spirits by thy advent and drive away the shades of night and pierce the clouds and bring us light.
Sing with us.
Rejoice. Shall come to thee, O Israel.
O come, thou root of Jesse's tree.
come now to a time of offering in our service, when we offer up a portion of the gifts and blessings that we have in our lives to give them to the church and to others. So I'd invite the ushers to come forward. And while we're taking our offering, we have a special mission moment from Ann Littleton, who's here to talk about Cuba and ways that we can participate and help.
Yes, I'm happy to be here, and it's to tell you about our church's newest mission field. Earlier this year, Pastor Lori, who's now Bishop Lori, and the bishop in Havana made arrangements for our church to have a sister congregation with the Methodist Church in Manzanilla, Cuba. After the revolution in the 1950s, most of the church buildings were confiscated, and all the missionaries had left the island. The good news was, in 1992, they changed the law, and they passed a law to allow for freedom of religion, and they changed the Constitution to state they were a secular government. Over the next 20 years, the Methodist Church has grown by leaps and bounds. Right now, there are about 42,000 people, members of the Methodist Church, and 65,000 that actually attend on Sunday mornings. They have 400 Methodist churches in Cuba. Some of these are home churches that are out in the remote areas. Our sister congregation in Manzanillo has 550 members, and they have 6 mission churches out in these remote areas. So why are we getting involved? Partly the reason is when these church buildings have been given back to the denominations, they are in very ill repair. There were no maintenance done during the time that the government owned the buildings, and so there's a great deal of repair that needs to be done. When I asked the pastors for a list, their wish list, they said that was number one, that if we could bring a team to help work on the building, that would help them tremendously. So we're going to do that in March. The second item they had on their list was they needed help to provide lunches for 60 children on Sunday every week. It cost them $14 each week. That doesn't sound like much to us, but this is a country where the people, especially professional people, only make $20 a month. So $14 a week is very costly for them. I'm proud to tell you that our Sunday school children have decided to raise enough money to provide for these lunches for an entire year. The Sunday school children are also going to give us some supplies to take with us and when we present our children's program in Manzanillo. The last two things on the wish list, one was for audio equipment, and that's going to cost about $4,500. And the last item was for a vehicle for the pastors to use. When I was in Cuba in the spring, the pastors came to visit me in Cienfuegos, where I was at. That meant that they left Manzanillo at 10 o'clock at night, made their way to a city called Camagüey, where they spent the night, and then they were up at 4 o'clock in the morning to come and meet with me by 9 o'clock in Cienfuegos. The reason they needed to go to Camagüey is that's where the car was. In Cuba, only about 10% of the people own cars, and these cars have been passed down through the generations, and the eldest son gets the car. So Pastor Miguel in Manzanillo was not the eldest son. He had to go to Camagüey to pick up the car. And yes, it was a 1950s Chevy. So we truly hope that we'll be able to raise money to get them a car so that they can go to these remote areas and serve the people that are in the home churches. We have come up with a magnet. This is a car magnet. You can use it on your car or on your refrigerator. It has the American flag, the Cuban flag, and the Methodist cross in flames. We're hoping to everybody who makes a donation to give them one of these magnets. I will be in Fellowship Hall after your service and would love to have you come up and get more information about this mission in Cuba. Thank you.
What do you mean you can't speak? You put that down and talk to me, Zachariah. You went to the temple to burn incense, and now you can't speak. Because you doubted. What does that even mean? You doubted what an angel told you. Oh, now it's all making sense. Are you feeling all right? Huh? Maybe you should sit down. Oh, I should sit down. Listen, whatever game you're playing, I really wanted to stop Zachariah. It isn't funny. This isn't funny, Zachariah. An angel told you this. The angel said that our prayers have been heard. That you, my love, will bear a son. That we will be filled with joy and gladness, and that many will rejoice at his birth. He will be like Elijah. He will prepare our people for the Lord. I'm too old to be a mother. And you can't even speak. Oh, you can't even speak until he's born. Oh, that might not be the worst thing. I can't wait to tell my cousin Mary. We will call him Zachariah, yes?
You're allowed to clap. This is Skit Guys, which we'll be using through Advent. They've done some depictions of some of our biblical stories that will follow. So I think they do a pretty decent job of evoking the real emotion that happens in this season. But before we get too far, let's bow our heads and pray together. Holy God, may the words of my mouth and the contemplations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. I am serious, though. I've always connected to emotion, and really, instead of trying to feign happiness or joy, I really think that in this season, there's more to be felt. And that's why I've always really liked real Christmas songs, songs that tell some truth along with spreading that bit of joy, songs that name the difficulties in our lives that accompany the good things. Because at different parts of our lives, we experience life in different ways. Some of us this week maybe didn't have a great Thanksgiving, family tension, loss, grief, poverty, broken relationships, doesn't matter what it was. Sometimes the season of joy is hard to swallow. When we read or see the daily news, sometimes we cringe. In fact, the season of Advent in the church, the weeks leading up to the Christmas miracle, can often gloss over the reality of our lives instead of anticipation, which is what Advent is about. We find forced participation. As the music and the ads and the decorations sparkle with false visions of pure harmony. But the truth is, I like the hubbub of this season, but only when it focuses on the reality of life within the season. That is where we find real meaning that doesn't come at the hands of a new toy, not just for kids, some of you, some of me, that new toy, but meaning that comes in the truth. The song that we started our worship with is called Someday at Christmas, and it talks about how we need to find peace and hope in a world that needs to move away from hate and violence. It's a song that posits, someday at Christmas there will be peace on earth. But it also says, maybe not in time for you or for me, but someday at Christmas time. Some people hear these words and they get bent out of shape. How can you say that? That is so negative. This is Christmas. We should be happy. We should be merry. No one says, have an emotion-filled Christmas. Right? What do they say? Merry Christmas. I like Merry Christmas, but only when we realize what it actually means. In 1944, there was a song that came out in a movie called Meet Me in St. Louis. Who saw that movie in 1944? Awesome. Yeah, I missed it. This movie came out, Meet Me in St. Louis, and this young star sang a new Christmas song. Meet Me in St. Louis was about a family who were looking to move to New York, and the song was written as a song from an older sister to a younger sister, saying that things, even though they will be difficult, they will be okay. This song came out and immediately shot up the charts, and this came out in 1944. What was happening in 1944 that was keeping families separated? Yeah? World War II, exactly. That's right. So in 1944, this song that was about families being separate and coming back together really, really meant something to a lot of people. In 1944, it brought tears to many families who had loved ones at war. And as it named the struggle of not being at home for Christmas and our pull to be with the ones that we love, and the message, maybe next year we will all be together, really rang true in that time. Pay attention to the words at the end. They say, someday soon we all will be together if the fates allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. Let's see if you recognize who sang this song.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all miles away. until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas.
So when Judy Garland sang this song in 1944, it was a powerful message to many who were hurting and missing family during World War II, and naming the true feeling of trying to find joy amidst the struggle. And that line, until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. Well, when Frank Sinatra got a hold of it in 1957, when he was making his album called A Jolly Christmas, he decided that line was just not jolly enough for him, right? And so he took the words of that song and he said, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, right? So most of the time when you hear this song, you'll hear the alternative version, because this was just not jolly enough for the Christmas season. More artists after him kept the change, and even though it lost the original intent, mostly because it feels better, it was changed. But I like the original. I think that we need to recognize our true feelings in order to find that hope is in the difficulty. By recognizing that, when we realize that we are struggling, we also can realize that we are not alone in our struggles. Christmas season, turn on the TV, turn on the radio, it's forced cheer and commercialized joy. It's actually when we recognize our hurt and feelings of real want, when we realize that we can't find true substance in the passive things of life, but in true relationship with God and with one another. It's only when we recognize the seeming hopelessness of the world that we can recognize the true power of this Christ child to bring grace, salvation, and hope to a hurting world. What it is really about, Christmas isn't just about being merry. It is something real, tangible, a real change in our lives through the birth of our coming Savior. We see it time and time again in the Bible, the changing of lives through the Christ child and through the ministry of Christ, offering hope to those who are sick, cast out, in need of love and grace, seeking to learn and grow. All who Christ earnestly seeks out and all who earnestly seek out Christ, hope upon hope upon hope, Christ has offered a new reality. And that is what our story that we saw this morning is about. This was the case for Elizabeth and Zechariah, who we learn in the first chapter of Luke were visited by an angel and told that they would have a son and name him John. What is intriguing about being named John is that usually the son would be named after their father. And so that's why they say, the name will be Zechariah. No, God had a different plan. Zechariah doubted the angel because he knew his wife was on in years, as some translations of the Bible say. How rude. And Zechariah was made mute until he recognized the power of God. But the story of Elizabeth is the one that teaches us hope. The biblical language says the Lord took away the disgrace I have endured amongst my people. This was her words. Whether right or not, she felt disgrace because she had not had children. But God chose Elizabeth to bear John and gave her hope. Like our story that we heard, these words from Luke continue that story. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. And on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him Zechariah after his father, but his mother said, "No, he is to be called John." And they said to her, "None of your relatives has this name." Then they began motioning to his father to find out what name he wanted to give him. He asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And all of them were amazed. And immediately his mouth was open and his tongue freed and began to speak, praising God. Fear came over all the neighbors, and all these things were talked about through the entire hill country of Judea. All who heard had pondered them and said, what then will this child become? For indeed the hand of the Lord was with him. This is the truth that we encounter in our biblical story for this week, the transformative power of God in Christ to send a son, John the Baptist, to prepare the way for Christ and alert so many to the message of grace and truth that Christ would bring. This story about bringing hope to Elizabeth and Zechariah found them in a place where they had lost hope. They did not believe that they would ever have a child. And in that hopelessness, God brought them new life and hope. The truth is, sometimes we can only see hope when we recognize our need for a Savior. We find hope in a God that sees us exactly where we are and offers us a new reality, grounded in love and grace, grounded in possibility. When we move beyond the expected cheeriness of the season and recognize where we stand, whether it is a place where we are in need of hope or a place where we are to offer hope to others, we find that hope in Christ, who changed the world through his birth, through his ministry, through his death, and through his resurrection. We find hope in Christ, who changed the lives of all that he encountered and offers that same life-changing reality for all of us today. So I ask you, where do you encounter Christ in your life? And where do you find hope? No matter where you stand today, we anticipate the birth of Christ, which will change our lives, bringing hope and something to truly be merry about in this season of Christmas. Let us pray. Eternal God, as we anticipate the coming of the Christ child, we ask that you stand with us in all that we experience in our lives. And even in this season where everything around us seems to shine, sometimes in our own lives, we need to recognize our hurt and our fear. And God, we know that you are present with us in those things, that you offer us transformation and love and grace, that you bring us hope through the coming of the Christ child. So God, as we contemplate this hope, as we go into this week, just be with us, be present in our lives, in all that we do. In your name we pray, amen.
Charity is found in me. Faith, it held me. Hope, it kept me. All of the three set me free. If you would like to stand and join us for this last song, please do.
Thank you. your kingdom smile. Reaching the near and far. No force compel can stop. Your beauty changing heart. You made us for much more than this. Awake the kingdom seed in us. Build us with the strength and love of Christ. We are the church. We are the home on earth. Build your kingdom here. Let the darkness view. Show your mighty hand. Heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire. Win this nation back. Change the atmosphere. Build your kingdom here. We pray.
As you go forth into this week, carry that hope of Christ in your heart, that all that you may encounter, both good and bad, that you would share that hope in all that you do. In God's holy name we pray. Amen. Good job, Kelly.